Noah's daughters. Two of every kind went in the door, seven of the clean beasts, plants, our mother, our brothers and their wives. Fetch the cooking pots, our father said to us, clouds roiling, wind high. From the front of our house, we saw him close the door. The two of our kind left outside. We ran. We hit the door with our fists. As the wind turned colder, we hit the door and called our father. As the sky blackened, we hit the door and cried for our mother. As the rain came, we hit the door and called our father's God. We got no answer. Water covered our feet and the heavens were silent. Water covered our sex and we cursed the silent God. Water covered our breasts and we cursed our mother's womb. When the water covered our mouths, we clung together for the only bit of comfort left in the world. When our hair floated behind us, when tears were lost in all that deadly sweet water, there was an answer. The Lady of Nightmares came to us, opened her arms, and in her embrace, water became like air. Our blood stopped pounding. We closed our eyes. We felt warmth, and our shudders stilled. Our father's boat lifted from the ground. We, perched in the arms of Lilitu, sat in the crook of her elbow as our father's boat drifted, animals screaming inside, hooves scraping, bodies thumping. Oh, through the wood we heard it, our brothers retching, our mother sobbing. We sat in the arms of the demon our mother threatened would eat us if we spoke out of turn, failed to sweep the stoop, uncovered our hair. We smiled at one another. My sister's neck was ruffled and delicate. I lifted my hand. So was mine. The Lady of the Waters flung us outward, and water rushed over our legs, rushed between our legs, rushed through our legs until they fused, solid, muscular, flaring at the ends. My sister and I grasped hands. We laughed, water muffled, and kicked hard, speeding past our father's boat, away from its cries and creaking. In our drowned house, we sat on drowned chairs and grinned at one another. We bowed to the shadow that covered the door. For long and long it rained, and on the boat the animals moaned, the timbers moaned, our brothers moaned, and our mother sat silent. We put our heads above the waves and drank the rain that meant to kill us. We held our hands out to our father's raven, snatched it from the air, drowned it, tied its feathers in our hair. We saw the boat run aground on the mountain, saw the toddling pale things we used to call family fall out of the door that barred us, saw them fall to their knees and retch again. Saw our mother stare at our father and hate. We waved to her, but she did not see. We held one another's hands and sank away from sunshine, to where the water is salt and dark, where we can see wonders, where pressure is an embrace around us, and leviathans sing.